This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Snow, freezing, rain, brutal cold. Americans are seeing it all this week, depending upon where you live. Snow around parts of the Great Lakes region. In the eastern U.S., it's cold, 30 degrees in Baltimore. To Washington now, where President Biden's decision to pardon his son Hunter's gun and tax convictions, after he said he wouldn't, is angering even some Democrats.
The move's being bashed on both sides of the aisle, from Arizona Democratic Congressman Greg Stanton, who says this was not politically motivated. This was a man convicted by a jury of his peers, to President-elect Trump, who calls the pardon a miscarriage of justice. Some Democrats worry it will now be harder to take on Trump, who has argued his own legal troubles were due to a politically motivated justice system unfairly targeting him. Sagar Magani, Washington.
President-elect Trump wants the immediate release of the Israeli hostages still being held in Gaza, saying if they're not freed before he's sworn into office, there will be hell to pay. Donald Trump will be in Paris this weekend at reopening festivities for Notre Dame Cathedral.
Donald Trump says he'll attend the celebration for the Notre Dame Cathedral in Paris this weekend, his first foreign trip since winning the presidential election. About 50 heads of state are expected at the high security affair, which follows a devastating fire in 2019 and 5 years of reconstruction on the landmark site. Trump made the announcement in a post on his Truth Social site. French President Emmanuel Macron was quick to congratulate Trump on his November election before the race was even called, although Trump often mocked Macron on the campaign trail. I'm Jennifer King.
China says this morning it's banning exports to the U.S. of some key high-tech materials, lashing back at U.S. limits on semiconductor-related exports. This is AP News. The latest on a deadly drunk driving case, the APZ Donahue.
A woman driving drunk who killed a bride still in her wedding dress was sentenced to 25 years in prison. Jamie Komorowski pleaded guilty. Police say she drank at several bars in Folly Beach, South Carolina last year and was driving well above the speed limit when she slammed into a golf cart, leaving a wedding.
This is the worst decision I have ever made.
Samantha Miller was killed wearing her wedding dress moments after she married Eric Hutchinson.
On the golf cart, she told me she didn't want the night to end. And I kissed her on the forehead. And then the next thing I remember is waking up in the hospital.
Miller's father, Brad Warner, says he was disgusted. Komorowski appeared to never take responsibility.
For the rest of my life, I'm going to hate you.
Audio from WCIV. I'm Ed Donahue.
I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Did you know that parents rank teaching financial literacy as the toughest life skill? That's where Greenlight comes in, the debit card and money app made for families. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and track spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn how to earn, save, and spend responsibly, while parents have peace of mind knowing smart money habits are being built with guardrails in place. Try Greenlight risk-free today at greenlight.com/trygreenlight. That's greenlight.com/trygreenlight.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.